Hey guys, Liam Duggan here, captain of the 4WD podcast. We're driven by the Shelter Brewing Co. and are a part of Backchat Studios. You can support us on Patreon, where you can get bonus content and episodes before everybody else. Head to patreon.com/the4WD podcast.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
So yeah, I woke up one day and it was a very much that bank moment again where I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
And so I resigned. It was quite a sad process getting out of it because I still do have a love for the brand. And I went camping. I was actually on the Holland track. And I was like, right, I was offered an interim job in audio. So I did that for a little while. But I knew my heart wasn't in it. I was sitting out in the Holland track with a friend. And we're sitting down and I noticed the road, the track that we were looking at looked like, if you think about, if you make a rectangular and almost a flag and you cut the horizon halfway and the road disappears, almost looks like a dive flag, right? And I was like, it looks like a nice little logo. And I sat down and I had this notebook. And I actually got in my pocket, I carry a pencil and a piece of paper, and I scroll stuff down. And I came up with this idea of this brand, Red Roads, because the road was red. I mean, it was pretty simple to me. And I was thinking back about what it was, the product that I liked, and just all these things come into your mind. And I left school to go and join a bank. I didn't finish year 12 or anything, but you'd think you just build up this life lessons and things. And I thought all these things that I had seen through Cedar Summit and what I liked and all the brands that I'd seen internationally. I used to travel five, six times a year from Perth around the world.
Yep.
And I saw all these brands and I started seeing, going on to the overlanding thing in a minute, but like what it was I was now doing, the Cedar Summit crew, they're wicked overlanders. Like they spend more time in the middle of Australia than you could possibly imagine. And they have weapon vehicles.
They're driving 200s, aren't they?
They're driving a lot of things, right? Yeah. One of the sickest 200s ever.
Yeah.
So anyway, I started writing things down. And I remember one of the things I just touched on, it was Granddad's tool roll. And I remember having a set of Sigchrome spanners or something that was maybe 40s, 50s, 1960s or something. And the tool roll was really oily and waxy and still in one piece. Yet you'd go and buy stuff that was 2 years old, Sigchrome spanners or something maybe. And through what I learned about material, it was like, that's delaminating because the way the fibres are constructed and held together. So I went back quite nostalgic and started getting into the idea of doing canvas products. And that's where my love for canvas sort of started out, at that whole Red Roads thing. So, so then I started getting canvas made. And I can't sew, but I have some friends who are really good sewers. And I'm mates with a guy who's a canvas supplier. And so I started getting that. And then,
You had all the connections.
I had the right connections, right? And then I had a bit of an idea about the branding of it. And not that I don't actually have aspirations to be a big brand. I think you have to want to do that. I want to go camping.
Yeah.
So I want to balance it really well. And I was selling the Red Roads gear to this shop in Balcatta, which is where we are now. And he was on his downward trajectory in life in terms of his profitability and things like this. And
what was that shop called?
Well, it was called Go Camping.
Oh, was it?
That's how it was called, and it's been there 40-odd years.
Oh,
and he's my landlord now, right? But okay. I was chatting to him about, and I could just say he was over it. He had done his thing, online BCF and everything. Was not going well for him, and I got some metal stuff done from China, which is a bit of an evolution, I like to call, of other brands. And I was selling it to him, and he was like, I was his biggest selling brand the first week he had it, right? And I was like, but it didn't stop his trajectory. And I said, I needed space. I was operating out of my house, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, how much rent and blah blah blah. And he goes, yeah, you can rent it for this and that. And he says, do you want to buy it? the business. I said, well, is it making a profit? No, not much to buy. But how about and you've been in the store, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Ronnie's been in it. How about I polish your floor for you and you give me the name Go Camping? And and he's like, yep, sounds great. And so I think it was about the 8th of April 2019, we opened up Go Camping. And, and this is all accidents, right, life half the time. And so it's been 4.5 years of, pretty good times. And
Nice.
I mean, you know, it's retail. Opening an online retail is what everyone says. Oh, how's your online store and everything? And for those who have come in, it's like it's old values. And I want to treat everyone who walks through the front door like an old friend.
Yep.
And I was telling actually a gentleman just a second ago, the guy who was the owner of the store, let's call it, he used to, you know, have his cup of tea and he's reading his newspaper. That's how quiet he was. And I thought, this is great. I'm going to start getting a, you know, copy of the West each morning. Never have I had a chance to sit down and just relax.
Yeah.
So that was, 4.5 years ago. So we then sell the Red Roads products. So I contacted a few, Ronnie, you put me onto a few brands and, got a few other things happening. And that brings us to the Go Camping. And then I added the word overlanding because I realized what I was doing was this thing called overlanding. I describe it as you might go camping at Exmouth for a week or you might drive to Exmouth.
On the way, yeah,
and spend one night there. But what you've done on the way is overlanding.
Yep.
So that's where the Go Camping and overlanding. So there you go. That's a little bit of a history of where we
it's
are
a bloody
now.
Cool story too, mate. It's awesome to hear where that's come from.
There's one detail though that he's left out.
Uh-oh. So what did you pick up on?
Go
there?
Camping is sitting here. Behind Go Camping is a massive BCF store.
Yes.
Yep.
So explain to us. I know the answer to this, but just explain to our audience. How it is you're able to survive in front of a place that sells a lot of cheap stuff?
Well, I mean, they don't just sell cheap stuff.
They also sell good stuff as well.
They also sell some good stuff. part of it is that I'm definitely not a capitalist and I'm not a socialist necessarily, but I'm somewhere in between and I think there's enough room for everyone. So why not just complement what each other does? Let BCF do BCF. Let me do what I do. I'll have a different range of products, different price points, different service. There's probably 30 products that they have that we sell. We send as many people to them as they send to us.
Oh, righto.
What the real advantage is their car park is, you know, has 200 car bays in it, and they're marketing I'm guessing a figure of $500,000 a week. You get bombarded by BCF ads. Hey, what's wrong with just being a little store in the front of it, where people can come in and just, make a purchase, get service? I mean, I'm all about, you know, I want to tell people what not to buy.
Yeah,
I reckon I'd be the worst salesman in reality, where I'll tell people, no, you do not want to buy that product.
But that's how people gain trust. You gain 100%. Credibility. Yep. And I think that's the right way of going about it.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be back for something else.
Well, everyone listening now, even me listening to you speak now, Aaron, it's just like that's what you want when you go in there. You don't want to be taken on a run.
Small business needs people to realise that you can buy anything cheaper online. Someone's always willing to go out of business to make a sale.
Yeah.
And we're just like, brands like me, and businesses like me, just want to actually, you know, service people, give them the right advice. We need to make a profit. We need to pay the rent. I've got two awesome staff, Chris and Amalia, Pearl and I. We need to make a profit. It's the reality of life. So come on in, support the little battler, and get more than just a product out of it.
Yeah.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.